Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. So you know what I need you to do? Go get your pen, go get your paper, go get your Bible as we get to it. And while you're doing that, I want to remind you, I want to thank God for you all listening. You all have been listening, especially over in India and the Philippines. We're praying for you. Yemen, we're praying for you. We continue to pray for our sisters and brothers in the Ukraine. We're just praying for the world as a whole. We're sisters and brothers knitted together in Christ Jesus, and we're praying one for another. Amen. And also, now listen, if you need to reach out to us, you can always email us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. You can always go on Facebook at Perfecting Love Missions and send us an inbox. If you need the scriptures, if you need, I think if you need copies of the actual messages, amen, just reach out to us and we will get those to you, amen. And also we want you to go to the Blog Talk Radio and like us there. And that way you can get updates every time we have new shows, amen. Set up an account. I don't know if you do have to set up an account, but if you don't, you know, set up an account, that way you can get them directly. You don't have to see them on Facebook again. They go directly to your email that says, hey, this is Truth Finders is coming on at this time. Amen. So by now you should have your pen and your paper, and let us pray and get to it. Hallelujah. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. This truly is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for all you've done, doing, and about to do, Lord God. We thank you because you alone is God, and besides you there is no other, Lord God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that gave us power from on high on today, Lord God. We thank you that you're giving us the power, Lord God, to receive your word, to hear your word, Lord God. Be doers of your word, Lord God, and your word transform our lives, Lord God. You're giving us the mind of Christ and the heart of God on today, Lord God. You, hallelujah, you're looking out for every area, every situation, every circumstance, Lord God. You are the Emmanuel, the God that is always with us, and we just thank you for it, Lord God. We bless and praise you for it. We magnify, hallelujah, and glorify you because you're worthy. We glorify you because you're worthy. We ask you to come in and have your way with us on today as you're teaching us your ways and your statutes, Lord God. As you are a friend, Lord God. You said we're no longer servants, but we're friends, and I thank you, Lord God, that you count us worthy to, hallelujah, come among us, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We just bless you. We praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders, amen. And as usual, we're going to start off with a quick synopsis of what we talked about last time we were together. Now, last time, actually, my husband did a truth find, did a promise seed. And you all really liked it. I mean, at this point, I think we have to 600 listeners. Amen. If you have not listened to that, it's powerful. Why we need to preach Christ. It is so powerful. Oh, my God. The Holy Spirit is really moving in that message. If you have not listened to it, go back and listen to it. It's promised to you. And you're not going to want to miss it. Amen. His show is Latter-day Preaching. Amen. He gets straight to the bottom of the matter. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. So I thank God for him, amen. But on today, I want to talk to you about defeating disappointment. And this message came, we had a conference at my church a couple of weeks ago, and the whole conference had a theme, but at the end, the last word she said was, it's disappointment. And it was like the Holy Spirit was saying, hey, you know what? That's what stops a lot of people. We don't understand what it is. It's disappointment. But God says to me, I said, okay, God, now that I know what it is, how do I stop it? How do I get in there and eradicate that out of my life? Because disappointment can shut your whole life down. And so the Holy Spirit gave me this. And we're going to go to 2 Kings. And I talked about this with a couple of ladies before I even had seen it last when heard the message. Amen. And now I understand what the Holy Spirit was saying. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. And I'm going to read this for you. And it said, and it fell on the day that Elijah passed through Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither and eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he comes to us, that he shall turn in thither. And then let's go over down to 13. It said, and he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, and this is Elisha talking to his servant about the woman for her kindness and letting him stay at her house every time he comes into town. And it says, and he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is it to be done for thee? Will thou be spoken for to the king or the captain or the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is it to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she has no children. She has no child. And her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, that thou embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy mate. Amen. And let's jump down to 16. Let's jump down to 28, because I don't want to spend a lot of time on the scripture. Amen. And then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I say, do not deceive me? And so if you've ever read the story of Elisha and a Shunammite woman about her son, she allowed him to stay at her house. She gave him kindness. He said, what do you need? And she said, what I need, he said, you don't have any children. He said, don't lie to me. She's like, don't get my hopes up high. Don't put me in a place where I think, you know, I've been desiring a child all these years and it didn't happen. I'm disappointed. That's what she said to the man of God in verse 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm disappointed. He said, but next year I'm the prophet of God. I'm coming to bring you hope. I come to elevate you to that next level. I come to give you a word straight from God, because God can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask and think. God can do exceedingly abundantly above you ask and think. And she's like, no, don't lie to me. Don't get my hopes up high. Do not get my hopes up high. And so as we go through the story, she has the son, and the son falls ill, and the son dies. And she jumps on her horse, and she goes to the man of God. And as we read in verse 28, he said, why didn't I tell you don't get my hopes up high? Didn't I tell you not to get me to a place where I thought that God was going to bless me, and he didn't? And now you took my son away? He was like, oh, no, see, that's what happens. That's what disappointment does to you. Disappointment will stop you in your tracks and keep you from moving forward. The woman of God even stopped trying. She stopped hoping. She stopped believing that God could even do for her what she did for others. She desired a child, and she never had a child. But, hallelujah, the prophet of God said, I came to give you hope. I came to give you what God wants for you. And she was like, no, I can't do it. God, it hasn't happened to me. It's over. And so when we look at, let's turn over to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 13. And it says here, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. And so disappointment is equal to a broken and a contrite spirit, which means it's a crushing spirit. So we get to a place, hallelujah, where life just disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. My mother died, my father died, my son died, my daughter died. Things start to happen. I lost my job. I was going to school to be a nurse, and I didn't become a nurse. And disappointment was just set up in your mind that at some point in your life, you just stop hoping. You stop believing. You stop doing things. When we look at Psalms, and I'm going to have you turn over there, And you can write these down if you want, if you want to go back and listen to them, because I know you know what a crushed spirit looks like. When we look at disappointment, in the Bible, it's equated, like I said earlier, to a broken and contrite spirit. And we see that in Psalms chapter 69, verse 20, and it says this. It says, "Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comfort, but I found none." And so, but God always has a way for you to break free. And sometimes we just don't see it. We don't see why God is allowing those things to happen to us. God, why did you allow that to happen to me? Why me, Lord? And I've heard so many people say, "Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you," over the years. Why me? Why are these things happening to me? It's like back to back to back to back to back. But God says to us that he always has a way of escape. Let's look at Psalm. And those of you, I'm taking my time so you can get the scriptures, because a lot of you have said I was going too fast. Psalms chapter 34. Hallelujah. Psalms 34. And we're talking about defeating disappointment. Because sometimes we don't know what it is. We don't know what's holding us back. Why am I feeling so sad, Lord? Why I can't just move forward? Why can't I just press at anything anymore? And God says, because you've had so many disappointments that your soul is broken and grieving, and you don't understand, and you really don't have the strength to move on. But God is going to help us with that. Amen. Psalms chapter 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that have a broken heart, and save such as of a contrite spirit." When you're in that space, when you're in that place where you're hopeless, God say, "I'm here for you. I'm close to you. Just open up your mouth and call on my name, and you will see me come to you and do those things that you're asking for. Do those things that you're hoping for. Do those things that you, hallelujah, been believing for." But you got to get in a place where you don't see the problem anymore. You don't see the disappointment anymore. But you see me. Amen. If we go over to Psalms 51 and 17, amen. Psalms 51 and 17 says, "The sacrifice of God, our broken spirit, and a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise." That's when God comes in and shows himself mighty. Well, you're at a place where you just don't see your way out. You don't understand what's going on. That's when God shows up. God is trying to get us to a place where we truly are his people and he's our God. When we look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans, hallelujah, chapter 8, verse 28. Let's get over there. Because what God is doing, God doesn't want you to be disappointed. But God needs you to understand what's going on. Because I've noticed when you understand what God is doing, it's life-changing. You're able to get in a place where you see God in every situation and circumstance. Amen. And so Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things are working together for the good of them that love him, who are called according to his purpose." And so when we're in a place where we feel crushed and broken, we're in a place where we always seem like it's disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. God said, "Understand that these things are working together for our good." We sometimes don't understand what God is doing in our life, but we have to trust that it's working towards our good. We have to understand. It's some things that we have to always understand, some things in our heart and mind that we always have to know. When we look at Jeremiah 29:11, he said, "My thoughts are you are good and not evil. I'm trying to get you to an expected end." The first thing you have to always remember, God's thoughts for you are good and not evil. He doesn't hate you. He loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his only begotten son. He loved you so much that he left heaven to come down and dwell with you, that you may defeat death for the glory of God so he can be with you. He loves you so much. You have to remember that. So when things start coming back to back and disappointments, God has not forsaken you. He has not forsaken you. Isaiah 55:8-9 tells us, "His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are always higher than our ways." And so we don't see why he's doing or how he's doing or what he's doing, but you have to understand that God loves you. He's not doing it to you. He's helping you in some areas. He's giving you clarity and some understanding. He's removing some things out of your life so he can see him. And he's putting things in your life, hallelujah, so you can see him. All he does is for the glory of God. Everything God does in your life is because he loves you. And it may not feel like it, all, hallelujah, hallelujah. It may not feel like it all the time, but everything God does is because he loves you. And so you ask yourself, how do we fight back against disappointment? Because Apostle Paul tells us, you know, James tells us, don't, you know, when you fall in, when you see various trials and tribulation, understand it's a trying of your faith. James was trying to prepare us for that. He was like, look, when it looks like things are going wrong, left and right and up and down, he said, listen, you have to understand that God is making you. And so the first thing you have to understand when you're trying to fight it, hallelujah, fight against disappointment, the first thing you got to understand, you got to hold on to hope. Hold on to hope, hallelujah. Hebrews 10:23. Let's get over there. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. And it says, this is key for you defeating disappointment. 10:23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith, which is our hope, without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. God is faithful to you. He loves you. Hallelujah. He's with you. He's Emmanuel, the God that's always with you. So he loves you. And so when the trials keep coming back to back to back, you have to understand that God is preparing you for something you can't see. God is strengthening you so you'll be ready to, you can make the entire journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. One thing I found when you go through trials and tribulation, you know, like I heard so many people say, you're stronger, you're wiser, you're able to stand a little longer. You're able to defeat those things when they come to you just a little more. That's the hope of Christ, holding on to the hope, understanding that things are going to get better. And the suffering in this world is not worthy to be compared to the glory, hallelujah, that you will see when Christ Jesus comes back. Just hold on to your hope, saints. Hold on to that thing. Don't let disappointment creep in and start sifting your life out. And which will, hallelujah, which will it do? It'll start making you be grieved. It'll cause you to stop hoping. It'll cause you to stop praying. It'll cause you to stop believing. It'll cause you to stop moving forward in every area of your life, spiritual and naturally. It'll stop you from going after that job. It'll stop you from going after the relationship with your children again. It'll stop you from trying to get married when you're 50, 60 years old and you're not married. That's what disappointment does. But we are binding the hand of the adversary right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to ask God that we're going to hold on to our hope. We're going to stand. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. We're going to use the word of God to defeat, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to learn, we're going to use the word of God to defeat the spirit of disappointment out of our lives, that we may be perfect, established, lacking nothing. So when Christ comes, hallelujah, he'll be able to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. It is the tribulations, the trials that get your faith going. It rises you up, and only faith moves God, amen. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. We're going to go over to chapter 1, verse 20. And it says, all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, to the glory of God. God has not forsaken you. The promises of God is yes and amen. He said it. He's going to do it. When we look at Deuteronomy 3:16, he said, God does not lie. God cannot lie. So if he told you, it will come to pass. Even Jesus said, if it was not so, I would not have told you this. And so what God is saying to us is, hold on to faith. Stand in faith. Hallelujah. The promises of God are yes and amen. His thoughts towards you are good and not evil. He's trying to get you to an expected end. Understand that his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. His ways are higher than your ways. He's doing something that you can't see right now. He's trying to get you to a place where you're established and lacking nothing, that you're strong and you're standing in those things, that you won't be able to be moved next time. And so don't let disappointment come in to snatch away those things, snatch out your joy, snatch out your happiness, snatch away your children, snatch out your dreams, snatch away those things, hallelujah, that God has put down in your heart. Don't allow it to come in. You have to rebuke the adversary out of your life. Don't give up on God because what people did to you, God does not disappoint. God does not disappoint. Sometimes man hurts us and we just stop. Man says something to us or they offend us and we just stop in our tracks. We don't move forward. We don't do anything. We sit there in that place forever. But God said no more of that. God, they are not God. They are not your God. I am your God. I'm the true and living God. My word is true. If I said it, I will perform it. He said, hallelujah, the promises of God, like we said earlier, is yes and amen. I'm going to get you to the expected end because I love you. I orchestrated the whole plan of salvation just to get you, you as an individual. God loves you, hallelujah. God is with you. Emmanuel is with you. The true and living God is with you, hallelujah. You he's with, amen. Don't look around. Don't look at what people are saying, what people were doing and how they could have did that to you. No, but at the end of the day, it's you that he loves. It's you that he's preparing. It's you that he's building up. It's you that he's making stronger. It's you that he's going to use for his glory. It's you that God's using for his glory. Amen. You can tell when God is getting ready to use you, when you're a servant of the Most High God, because things just attacks come back to back to back to back. But know this, that's the trying of your faith. You can take praise in that. You can joy in that because you're going to be like, hey, God is getting ready to use me. God chose me, amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. He chose me. How do I know? Because trials and tribulations come for the glory of God. So people can see God moving in my life. They can see how I got through it, how God was able to pull me out every time. That's how you know God is with you. So don't let the adversary think that God has left you. God has never leave you or forsake you. He will never, his word says he will never leave you, never forsake you until the end of the world. Until he comes back, he's never going to leave you. Never let anybody make you think that God has left you, that you've done something so bad, hallelujah, that God, you can't get back to God. There's only one unforgivable sin in the Bible, and that's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. But everything else, you can come back to God. You can get on your knees. You can repent. And you can get in his presence. Let God take that heaviness off you. Let him take that weightiness off of you. Let him take that, you know, why, you know, my mother died or my sister died or my dad died and back to back and my brothers and everybody in my family died. I'm the only one left. But understand this, that God is with you. Hallelujah. We don't understand why God does what he does. We don't always agree with what God does or how he does it, but understand every time he's looking out for your good. He's doing it for you. He's coming after you. He's, hallelujah, he's establishing you because he wants to see your faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. He wants to see your faith at the end of this glory, amen. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews, let's go over to the book of Hebrews. We were there earlier, amen. Hebrews chapter 7:19, saints. And it says, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, which by the which we draw nigh unto God. Jesus is that hope. God, the law crushed his people, but God thought so much of you that he sent his son to come get you and die for you, be tortured for you. According to Isaiah 53, he was bruised for our iniquities. Hallelujah. He bore it by his stripes. We're healed. The thing he went through was because he loves you. Don't let the adversary make you think that God is no longer with you. God is with you. He is moving. He's giving you a word. He's speaking to your spirit. Every conversation he's getting you to the expected end. Every relationship, he's getting you to the expected end. Everything he's doing in your life, he's trying to get you to that expected end. Don't get disappointed. Trust in him and put no confidence in the flesh. Wait on him. Watch him move. Watch him do things in your life. Watch him come. Come out of that. Come out of that grief. Come out of that depression. Come out, hallelujah. Come out of those things that the devil been trying to weigh you down. That's how you know God is with you, because the devil tried to take you out before you get to the point where God is trying to get you to the expected end. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth friends. I thank you for spending this time with me on today. Amen. And I want to let you know it's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome, awesome day.